The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome again to Free Fire Radio. I'm Bob Belongi, and along with me is Bob Martin and my beautiful wife, Brenda.
I'm Brenda Bob for the day.
That's surprise number one.
Carl and Linda are taking a very well-deserved break from radio, and for those of you who are taking a very well-deserved Labor Day break, spare a minute. For those folks who have to go work, today, I'm not talking about us in particular, although if you want to thank us for coming in and working today, we're not adverse to that. But, firefighters, police, store clerks, all the people who, and of course, all the big Labor Day sales. So, for folks who are out there, in fact, laboring, a little thought for them. But if you're still, kind of being lazy this morning and stretching and waking up, hope you spend the next couple hours here with us here at Free Fire Radio. We're throwing it wide open this morning. Didn't come in with a whole lot of preset topics. We were going to have Enjoy Magazine come in at 8 o'clock, but that's kind of a scratch. So
they usually come in on the first Monday of each month.
Yeah, first Monday of the month. But we're going to toss it wide open. We have some interesting topics for discussion that we can toss out. Of course, you can jump into the chat room at 605-4567 in the 530 area code. And we'll be hearing from our Wells Fargo. Oh, that's right. Today is not a Wall Street day.
Right.
So markets are closed today.
The markets are closed today, so we won't have our Wall Street market minute. But later on in the show, of course, we'll be hearing from the folks from the Tea Party. Are they, J-Bob, are they taking the day off too? Or?
No, in fact, they are having a barbecue. I'm thinking it starts around 5 o'clock.
Oh, really? Where at?
At Destiny Fellowship, their usual meeting place. Mm-hmm. On South Bonneview, 2570 South Bonneview. They are having a barbecue and then showing a movie afterwards. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure we will be getting a call about that in the next hour.
All righty. Before we take the break, and we're not going to do the market minute, Brenda, why is there still so much darn smoke in the air?
We're surrounded by fires, and depending on the whimsy of the wind, it brings it our way. And what's interesting about the Bagley Fire and the North Pass Fire, the Bagley Fire is up in northern Shasta County. The North Pass Fire is down in Mendocino County. At night, we get down canyon, down stream flow, so it brings Bagley smoke in at night a lot of times. And then during the day, that starts to reverse with an up canyon, up valley wind pattern, which brings in North Pass smoke. So we kind of can't win.
All right, and the temperatures are kind of easing off a bit, but we are by no means out of the woods, if you'll excuse the pun, on our wildfire danger, correct?
No, we have several weeks to go, of course, about 3 weeks from fall, the official start of fall. But as we all know, this is Reading, and the official start of fall doesn't necessarily mean super cooler temperatures.
The official start of fall is usually about Thanksgiving around here.
Well, it seems like it. The I already noticed, that the nights are starting to get longer, which is definitely helping things cool off at night, and I think that makes a big difference this time of year for most people, at least psychologically anyway.
But things were pretty frantic out there, and I'll point out here that Brenda is a fire weather meteorologist, which is a pretty rare creature in the business.
True enough.
But it's been pretty frantic for a couple of weeks. Now it's winding down a bit.
Yeah, well, only because we haven't had any new starts. Well, very few new starts. There was one out towards Bernie the other day, and quite frankly, since it is my weekend, I haven't really kept up with what's going on. I've had other things to think about.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and take a break here. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, and Carl and Linda on taking a day off, but I'll bet they call in. I'll just bet they do.
Could
keep
be there right now.
605. KCNR 1460. Go ahead.
605-4567.
Look at me, I'm coming back up.
the taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did?
Through this Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center through this Monday.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas, one by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite, with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat, cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Reading Body Genesis. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis 356-2590. Man, made better.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piloting a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or, ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
And does it ever? By the way, if you are one of those folks with respiratory difficulties, today could be kind of a rough day. Is that right, Brenda?
Oh, yes. And it's interesting how the smoke usually, once the sun comes up and things start to mix up a little bit because of the heating that we see near the surface, the ground, that is, it actually gets worse. The concentration gets higher, and that makes it kind of difficult for folks with respiratory problems. Right now out at the airport, officially 58 degrees with smoky conditions, 8 miles visibility at the moment with calm wind.
And the forecast for today?
Is, I was working on that give me a moment here. We're headed for 98.
Okay, and then abundant sunshine in tonight's low 63. Hot tomorrow, pushing the century mark,
it says. Yes, indeed. It is Reading in the tail end of summer, but that upper 50s is awesome.
But it is going to cool off for the rest of the week.
Weather report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards out there on the way to Shingletown on Inwood Drive, which thankfully is still there. And go on out and check them out. They've got great food, excellent atmosphere, and the grounds are just fantastic. If you've never been out there, you owe it to yourself. 605-4567, the number to call in if you want to join the conversation, which I think Bill, is that who's joining us right now?
Bill from Reading joining us on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Bill, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to say you guys are doing a wonderful job for Carl and Linda.
Oh, we try. Thank
you. Did you see in the paper yesterday where Obama was retraining for a new job?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay.
Can we say this on the air?
Yes. Yes, it's fine. He's brewing beer in the White House.
Brewing beer?
According to the paper. So apparently he's going to open a brewery whenever he goes back to Chicago in January.
Well,
what do you think?
Gee, everybody should have a second vocation ready to
Absolutely.
Go. I remember Billy Beer back in
Absolutely.
The day.
Yeah.
Doesn't Chicago have a time-honored booze-based economy?
Well, he's crooked enough that he can get right in with them.
All right, Bill. Hey, thanks a lot.
You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
There are Keynesian economics and Chicago economics.
There's the Chicago way. Yes. But we were talking about, and it's interesting how this came up, and if you want to jump into conversation, we'd love to hear your take on it. But Brenda kind of had to do, because of something completely unrelated to politics. Well, maybe it is a little related to politics.
Everything has politics.
Yes, everything has to do with politics eventually. But we toss around the terms morals and ethics randomly, and it turns out that there is a fuzzy border between the two concepts. They're inextricably linked, but they stand alone by themselves, right?
Well, yeah. And see, you're my oracle of information on these things, because you often have very good answers to this. And when I posed you the question of what's the difference between morals and ethics, you went like that. And it turns out that that's a very, very good question, one that philosophers have been discussing for some time. But the
I'm in good company with my confusion.
Absolutely, and I think most of us are. But the nutshell version of the difference between ethics and morals is that morals are something that we take on as basically a belief we have in something that's right or wrong. So morals are things that we decide are right or wrong, and it can come from anywhere. It can come from Aunt Tilly, who tells you, you know, punching your little brother is wrong, or stealing is wrong, or whatever. It can come from any place. Ethics are a code of conduct that is set. So it's a set of principles based on, it's more community-based, if you will, in the sense that, for instance, medical ethics is a really good example there, where doctors are expected to behave or conduct their business based on a set of principles.
The Hippocratic Oath or whatever.
Hippocratic Oath, exactly. In journalism, pick on the journalism, you have a code of ethics there. So every profession, for example, has a code of ethics, a set of principles, an operating mentality, if you will, that comes with that. That's ethics. Morals are, again, that right and wrong. Now, your morals can be affected by ethics. Ethics are not necessarily affected by morals, but they can be. And so there's this huge gray area between the two. As to try to make them clear is very difficult, separate from each other.
So some people obviously think it is ethical to get on the newspaper anonymously in the comments section, where they are protected by their anonymity, and just be vicious, vile, and ugly, because they can get away with it. Nobody's going to call them on their BS.
I suppose you could say that.
But they feel justified for that.
Right. And they apparently, it doesn't affect their morals. They don't think that being snarky and nasty in that particular situation is wrong.
So would you say that a moral code is something that can be, is it an absolute, or is it one size fits all, or is it something that has to be situationally aware?
Oh, absolutely. Morals and ethics both can change. Morals are individual, if you will, whereas ethics are more community-based. So if you were to go take a new job, for instance, you would go to a new company, and that company would have a set of company-based ethics. You would have to adapt to that. However, your morals probably wouldn't change, because they're more personal. And so if you work for a company whose ethics you don't agree with morally, you may not want to work there.
Mm-hmm.
So while it may be ethically correct to do a particular activity at a company or in a line of work, you may morally disagree with it. And so there's a more clear distinction between the difference between morals and ethics, but it's still an extremely gray area. And a lot of folks use ethics and morals interchangeably, but they really are not the same thing.
So I guess where I'm going with this is that while we would like to think that certain politicians, the current administration coming to mind, are walking around the halls doing the Dr. Evil hand thing and plotting dastardly deeds for the sake of it, in their minds, they are doing the right thing.
Right.
Because a rational being cannot take an action which they cannot justify.
Or look at it, for an example, in the political realm, if you take your, or it's a political issue about wealth, you take your wealth and you stuff it somewhere offshore. Is that illegal? No. Is it unethical? Maybe.
If you're taking...
Depending you know. On the line of work. Is it immoral? That's more of an individual thing, I think.
All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. J-Bob?
Yeah, we can explore this topic some more when we come back. I just had a question or two trying to wrap my mind around this.
Yeah, it's real interesting. But like I said, the dangerous part is these people who are currently in Sacramento and Washington, they think they are following their moral imperative by inflicting these odd things on the rest of us because that's their moral compass.
Right.
And with that... 605-4567. You want to jump on the conversation? Love to hear your point of view or get into the chat room. KCNR1460.com. This is Free Fire Radio.
Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forgive. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, we look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Through this Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center. Through this Monday.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
The politics of dancing, the politics of people feeling good.
Oh, George. Who did that one, by the way? That was one of those one-hit wonders, wasn't it?
That was one of those 80s one-hit wonders. Reflex.
All right.
With a hyphen, Reflex.
Not to be confused with the song Reflex by Duran.
Not the Duran Duran
song. Yes, I was a DJ of the 1980s. Well, it is 7:25 here on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. And before the break, we were kind of running past some morals versus ethics and how that framework can really lead to some interesting situations. Matter of fact, bottom of the hour, we have a representative from CareNet Pregnancy Center coming on. And if you want to get into a morass of morals and ethics, there's a minefield to tiptoe through.
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, abortion is often used as the issue of abortion, I should say, is often used as an example where you can explore morals and ethics. So to try and clarify a little bit more about morals and ethics, a really good explanation on one a website I found was that morals are the set of principles that distinguishes right from wrong, while ethics is a framework of principles and morals. So really, morals come under ethics. So ethics is the basic structure, while morals are the contents of those structures. Ethics is a systemized and organized set of principles we use every single day, while morals are simply what people think is right or wrong and don't really have to have a basis for any ethics. Morals don't have to have a basis for anything other than we decide they're right or wrong. Ethics, though, usually have some sort of reasoning behind them, if you will, a concrete reasoning, purpose.
So we elect these people, and we put people in office like John Edwards. We put people in office like Gary Hart. We put people in office like who's the one who was off running, and this isn't a poll, and this is not a political party thing.
Are we using examples from both sides of the
aisle? Yes, there are.
Mark Sanford.
Sanford, that's the one I was trying to think of. Mr. Brazil.
Hiking the Appalachian Trail, apparently that's what they call it now.
So there are scoundrels, yes, of either stripe, and unfortunately when that happens, it kind of cements perceptions that everybody involved in politics is crooked, so why bother voting? Is that the mindset?
All of those people, of course, engaged in infidelity,
yeah,
which is not probably unethical within the political realm, but many in the nation view that as immoral, and therefore they get judged accordingly.
You could even boil this down to something like running through the red light because you look around and there's no cop in sight. Therefore, if I'm not going to get caught, it's okay. That seems to be a decay of the moral code, or is it unethical?
Well, that's a tough one, and I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer that. But I'll tell you what, if your scalp prickles with a little bit of guilty conscience when you do that, and who has not done that?
No, I think for the cellar dweller commenters, it's the Red Bull that's making their scalp prickle.
that's kind of like if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, did it make a noise?
Of course it did.
If you ran a red light and no one was around to see it, did you break a law?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and people who would never think of shoplifting or whatever will casually run a red light because it's no big deal. So do you become an absolute moral Nazi in a type of gaming, there's what they call order good, which is actually so good that it becomes rigid and inflexible, and bad things can happen because of this rigid inflexible code.
Good question. I like that. A moral Nazi, someone who's so fixated on there's just no other way type thing.
Well, the Nazis themselves, they thought they were justified in their terrible, in what most other people thought were some pretty horrible things.
Yes, and it would be interesting to explore the code of ethics that they used behind that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the unswerving blind devotion to a dogma in spite of everything. Is that in itself an evil thing?
Did it and it had results that we consider today to be immoral. Well, then, too.
The Boy, are we deep this morning.
I don't know, see?
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, business update next from Fox News.
It's coming up on 7:30.
Fox Business Network, PayPal is expanding its reach into brick-and-mortar stores thanks to a partnership with Discover Financial Services. The online payments company says more than 7 million merchants that take Discover cards will be able to process payments with PayPal starting next year. Consumers will be able to pay first using PayPal cards and eventually mobile devices. PayPal, which was bought by eBay 10 years ago, has more than 50 million active users in the U.S. and is eBay's fastest-growing business. The deal with Discover lets retailers use the point-of-sale system that are already in their stores to accept PayPal payments. PayPal users will swipe their new cards through the checkout machines like any other debit or credit and enter a 4-digit PIN. Retailers will be charged a small fee and PayPal will pay Discover a transaction fee for access to its network. More than 15 retailers in the past year, including Home Depot and Office Depot, have agreed to accept PayPal payments in their stores. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Play bingo at Wind River Casino, where high-stakes bingo is in action. Every last Sunday of the month, over $20,000 must go. 20 regular game marathon pays $1,000. Pay for $35, PhDs $99. We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in. Every last Sunday of the month, over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Play rock and roll bingo the second Friday of every month. Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Plus, on Wednesday, August 29th, 10 lucky winners will be selected for a chance at $500 in our Bingo's Night on the River drawing. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
Through this Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center. Through this Monday.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place or call 241-5262.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 7:35 on a Labor Day Monday morning, and the B team in the studio here again while Carl and Linda take the day off. 605-4567. And let's go right to the phones where we have Jay, our ever popular yellow cab philosopher. Jay, you've heard our subject matter. We're getting a little deep here.
Well, I enjoy it. It's nice to go here every once in a while. I think, you know, to start out, the red light thing, I have the answer to that. I have to deal with that every morning around 4 a.m. when I'm picking up a Greyhound driver at the Rava station to take him over to Hilltop to his hotel. You can just back and forward over the sensor until the light turns green. That's how you deal with the red lights when nobody's around. But
in your case, a ticket could be very, very expensive, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to work for days to pay that thing off. Forget it.
Well, not only that, you get enough hits on your chauffeur's license, they look bad at you.
You know, I tried that back and forth thing at the northbound I-5 Bonnie View Bocelli exit. I got back. That was when I got back from the ball game in San Francisco.
It worked on most of the downtown lights, actually.
It was about 12:30 in the morning. I never could get the thing to work after about 5 minutes. I gave up.
Actually, those sensors are now optical. There's the TV camera that's mounted on the pole is not there to check you in with the Department of Homeland Security. The camera is there as a sensor. When it notices that something has changed in its field of view, it tells the computer to change the lights. Usually.
If you say so, Bob.
Well, that's what it says on paper.
They never lie to us. So moving on.
More cab logic here.
It was interesting what you were talking about, because I once read, and I think that it pretty much sums up what you're saying, is that the way that you can tell a person's character is if they will do something that they know they can get away with. They can do it, but they don't do it. Like the red light. They know they can get away with it. They can run the light. No one will know but them. But they don't do it because they know that the laws are there for a reason. It's not a matter of not getting caught. It's a matter of keeping other people safe. Because there's always that person coming out of nowhere, you didn't see it, all of a sudden, bang, you've hurt them.
Ah,
that's why those rules are there.
That's right. So what you just said about keeping people safe is ethics, and the knowing that it's wrong is the morals.
Now, could there not be some overriding moral imperative, like if you were rushing an individual to a hospital in a life or death situation, that would justify running a red light as long as the intersection was clear?
Well, who's going to slap the entire subject with a gray area?
Well, that's interesting because we're going to lead right into something that by serendipity actually works with that. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Jay.
You know, that conversation really does bring up the grayness between ethics and morals. It's definitely there, and it's not a simple clear-cut thing.
Well, I have an example to toss out here, but let's go ahead and introduce Shelly Gibbs. She's the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Center, and you want to talk about a topic that is kind of a hot spot of morals versus ethics. It would be, of course, abortion. And, of course, for some people, there is absolutely no gray area on either side. So that's going to be a tough job. But, Shelly, real quick, you're new to the area. Is that right?
No, I'm just new to the
position. Okay, we need
there you go.
Okay, now try it.
I'm new to the position. Okay. Not new to the area.
Are you a Reading local or a transplant from somewhere?
I'm a Reading local, born and raised and bred.
Phew, the proud, yes.
I know, absolutely.
Good for you.
Well, tell me a little bit about CareNet before we talk about this event that's coming up.
Okay, CareNet Pregnancy Center is a local pregnancy center that's actually been in the Reading area for over 25 years. We've been at a few different locations, and I've been on the board for the last couple of years, so it's been at the 2460 Athens Avenue location. We also have a location in Red Bluff right off Main Street. It seems, though, that a lot of the community is forgotten a little bit that CareNet actually existed. It used to be up on Lake Boulevard years ago, and we currently reside in the old Plant Parenthood building. So many, many years ago, people that have been around Reading would know that location and that it used to be Plant Parenthood. And we've been in that building for almost 8 years now.
There, like I said, before we segue into this event that's coming up, I just wanted to toss out two extremes. On one hand, you have individuals who will go and picket an execution because they declare all life to be sacred, but they will drive right by an abortion clinic and not bat an eye because to them, that's not yet a human being. At the other end of that spectrum, you have an individual who says that no life begins at conception, all life is sacred, but they go out and shoot an abortion doctor or blow up a clinic. So you've got those two just absolute illogical extremes, in my view, and that makes it a tough road to walk, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things I would like to know is that pregnancy centers aren't all about abortion, obviously, and so and not all of them. So describe a little bit about the work that you do for those who may not know about it.
Well, just to clarify, there's a couple abortion clinics here in town, and there's a couple pregnancy centers that do not perform abortion, nor do they give. They might give post-abortion counseling to young ladies that have experienced that, but we are not. We don't promote abortion in any capacity. So CareNet is a facility where if you are in a if you are in a pregnancy that is unplanned. We've tried to take the connotation, pull the word out of crisis. We don't want the mindset that every pregnancy or every unplanned pregnancy is a crisis. We actually just want to promote life. So we come alongside young men and women that are in a particular situation and offer them resources for their first trimester care. We also offer an incentive program that allows them to get free resources in the community. We offer like free diapers, formula, free clothing for the mom while she's pregnant and afterwards. We also offer financial classes, parenting classes, and anything that a woman is like, hey, what? I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. Then we actually come alongside both people. We want to see them walk in wholeness. We want to see them walk out, and it is faith based. So that is where most of our donors are, either local churches or private parties.
Of course, the argument could be made that you would be out of business if a lot more parents were parents and basically brought their kids up in a way that said, don't go making babies until it's time, right?
Probably so, but unfortunately that's not the case, and the numbers are climbing daily.
Reality, it basically gives you job security.
It is very different. This generation, it's different. Just things have come about. And so, tagging on your topic between morals and ethics, actually, it's really a mindset. So how were these young men and women raised? What do they value? What code of ethics do they live their life by? And so we want to come alongside in the center and actually, kind of give them maybe some structure, even infrastructure, things within that maybe no one's ever talked to them about. So we'll have young men and women come in and say, hey, point blank, have you ever considered an alternative lifestyle? Meaning, hey, have you ever considered not having sex under a certain age or before you're married? And, okay, well, you're in this situation now. We're not here to judge you. We're here to get you resources in the community. So there is a sea of resources in Shasta County and Tehama County that are available to young men and women that they don't even know about. So we're all actually, we serve as a resource center as well.
Do you have any programs for young folks that don't, you know, when they're in school or whatever, maybe before. So when we get back from the break.
Yeah, we'll talk. You can cogitate on the answer to that. Our guest, Shelley Gibbs, CareNet Pregnancy Center. She's executive director. Got any questions? 605-4567. We'll be back. This is Free Fire Radio.
Having my baby. What a lovely way. How much you love me.
Join North Valley Stand Down for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, whole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Stand Down Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Beshears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Small town flag a flying, or newborn baby crying, in the arms of the woman that you love.
747 on KCNR 1460, and this portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values, quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air services and repairs all makes and models, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or email homecomfort.org. And that is Alliance Heating and Air, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. And the reason that we need folks like Alliance Heating and Air is because of the weather. It's going to get toasty today.
Indeed it is. It's 62 degrees out there under smoky conditions on our way to 98 today.
All right. Weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Back to our guest, Shelley Gibbs, and boy, she's got a bright and sunny smile here. She's executive director of Carinet Pregnancy Center, and let's talk about the event that's coming up. Put on the Walk for Life. Tell me about that.
It is our annual event that is coming up this next weekend, Saturday, September 8th. We host it at the Sundial Bridge. Registration begins at 8 a.m. The walk begins at 9 a.m., and then it's going to go until 2 o'clock. We are going to have live music, free food from local vendors that have been donating their time and their resources to promote our event as well. There'll be a bounce house, clown, balloons, lots of fun for the family. And it'll be hosted again the following weekend at Diversion Dam in Red Bluff, September 15th.
Rundown, you kind of gave a couple of the things that the center offers, but give me a rundown, an overview of what it is that you offer these folks who have found themselves in a tough spot.
We ultimately, I think in short, we offer them hope. So, hey, I'm 16 and I feel really stuck. I'm afraid to tell my mom. I know abortion is maybe part of my moral value that I don't want to adhere to. However, what's very strange is that we find it's one or the other. Even though I know abortion may be wrong or I disagree with it, or, hey, I have a pro-life view, I either am going to abort because I feel stuck and I'm ashamed and I don't think I have any resources, or I'm going to keep my baby. So it's one or the other. Adoption is few and far between in Shasta mm-hmm. County that we have recognized, that I would keep my baby to full term, give birth, and give it up for adoption. And no matter the age, it is either I'm ashamed and I'm going to hide it, or it is I am super scared and I want to keep my child, I just don't know how to do this. So we're going to come alongside and offer hope and resources and counseling, mentoring, etc.
I find it head-scratching that in the state of California, a 17-year-old cannot go get in a tanning bed
no
with
joke.
Or without their parents' permission.
I agree.
But a 15-year-old can go get a potentially physically devastating medical procedure, and let's face it, removing a child from the womb is a medically severely damaging procedure.
Yes, it is, emotionally and physically.
Never have to check in with the folks.
Yep.
And that's a head-scratcher for me.
It's an interesting thing.
When you see laws that logically come into conflict like that, you know that it was politics that drove them into becoming law in the first place.
Yeah, you have a student who can't take ibuprofen or an allergy pill without permission from a school nurse, but you could be distributed contraceptives or be excused to school to have an abortion performed.
I never thought about that way before, actually. Just never thought about that.
Political agenda, if you will, is what I was trying to say.
Right.
But you find all kinds of inconsistencies when you really start looking deep into the law book.
Shelley, one of the interesting things you said for me was the young men that come in to see you folks or the young male clients that
mm-hmm.
you have. I would assume, and this could be a wrong assumption, that most of the folks that you serve are young ladies or women. They don't have to be young, I guess.
Right.
But
they're
you
all
have
ages,
right, all ages women. But talk about the men that come in. How does that work? Do they seek you out? Do they get drug in by the hand by their partner or what? You know,
it's kind of across the board, and that's an excellent question because a lot of times people in the community and churches, et cetera, think that we are just offering services to women. And so I want to back up a tiny bit. One thing I haven't mentioned is we are an affiliate of the CareNet organization at large for the nation, and there's over 280 clinics nationwide. And we are labeled as a medical clinic. We currently do not have funding or staff to operate as a medical clinic. So our medical clinic has been closed for 1 year. If our medical clinic was open, we would offer free HIV, free STD testing, et cetera, that would meet the needs of the community at large, that any overflow from either the abortion clinic, Shasta Community Health Center, et cetera, would not be able to provide. So that is a draw for men. Hey, I don't want to go into my regular doctor for this particular procedure or this test. So, hey, you guys do this for free and et cetera. So there is a...
Anonymously, I
yes,
assume.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's 100% confidential. So that is a service that we would normally provide. However, going back to the gentleman, is that a lot of times girls will come in feeling alone and will bring their boyfriend with them or their significant other and say, no, I want you to come with me. So it depends on the circumstance and the situation with that particular couple. But what we don't want to do, we don't want to just bring a girl in, give her a free pregnancy test, the guy sits in the lobby and just sits and waits. We want to actually bring in both couples, talk with them together, I mean both parties, talk with them together and talk with them separately. So we'll bring in men that will come in and mentor these guys and say, hey, you know what, how's it going? Because you're part of this problem, if you call it a problem.
Let's face it, there was an essential ingredient
to this. Absolutely, they're part of the situation.
And they should be part of the solution as well.
Absolutely.
So we want to be raising up men and women to become healthy parents because there's been a breakdown, whether it's generational poverty, whether it's just a lack of morals and values and ethics of how they were raised. How can we come alongside and raise up both parties? Because it's not just the girl's issue.
All right. We got to take a break. We are way deep into the hour. Our guest, Shelley Gibbs, will be back for one more segment right after this. You're listening to Free Fire Radio.
Join us on the web, on the chat room at kcnr1460.com.
I love baby songs.
Or over the phones at 605-4567.
Blue sky to the deepest ocean.
Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center through this Monday.
We are speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Come and get it. Sunday, September 9th, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday, September 9th. Come and get it.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Very good. This portion of the Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee most other shops don't dare offer. Small chips up to 24 inches. See Jeff, tell him you heard about this on Free Fire Radio. If you got a cracked windshield, it's not going to heal itself, folks. You got to take some action before it gets worse. Your windshield's an integral part of your car's structure. If it's got a crack or a ding, it could get a whole lot worse. Stop it before it gets worse with some very high-tech solution, expertly applied at Crackmaster, 3280 Market Street. Give Jeff a call, 241-8373, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Shelley Gibbs, Executive Director of the CareNet Pregnancy Center. And in a couple of minutes, we have actually about 90 seconds out. How can people help the center do its mission? And if they have a moral imperative to make a stand against something they feel is wrong, how can they help you out?
That's a great question. Well, our Walk for Life is an annual event, and it's one of the biggest fundraisers we do. So then in the spring, we'll be hosting a banquet. We don't have a date yet set for that, but that will be hosted here in Redding, California, and possibly one in Red Bluff as well, in spring of 2013. We also have ongoing events, diaper drives. We're going to be hosting at campuses and different churches, as well as baby bottle drives. So you can either come by and grab a baby bottle, fill it up, and that could be an ongoing way that you put change, checks, cash, etc. But we're really in a season of financial need. I'm just going to be super honest about that. So we are almost about, we're about 98% volunteer-based. So the center is run with men and women volunteering their time, and there is 1.5 paid staff. So we are trying to get where our doors are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but we need funding and staff for that. So you can give donations.
Real quick, phone call.
Phone number?
Phone number.
530-246-7075.
Thank you very much for
what you do,
and thank you for being on Free Fire Radio. Shelly, take care.
Thank you.
All right. Nobody saw me to do that.
Thanks, Shelly. More Free Fire Radio with Bob and Brenda straight ahead here at KCNR Shasta, Reading. It's 8 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're still flooded out by Hurricane Isaac.
Part of living on the river, you're eventually going to live in the river.
Thousands remain in shelters. Some in Plaquemines Parish will be escorted by boat to homes that were entirely underwater to see what they can salvage. About 150,000 homes and businesses in Louisiana still without power. And President Obama will get an up-close look at that mess this afternoon. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And the president will spend the afternoon in the New Orleans area visiting residents and local officials in St. John the Baptist Parish, a parish still waiting for floodwaters to recede after Hurricane Isaac. Before that stop, the president addresses a Labor Day rally in Toledo, Ohio. That's part of a pre-convention tour of battleground states that takes the president to Southern Virginia tomorrow. First Lady Michelle Obama speaks at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte tomorrow night. President Obama will accept his party's nomination for re-election Thursday. Dave.
Well, Jared, Democrats are gathering now in Charlotte for that convention.
The policies that Governor Romney is advocating for are what got us into this economic craziness 4 years ago.
Vincent Hughes is a delegate from Pennsylvania. Now, where is Mitt Romney? He's doing debate prep in New Hampshire.
He's pretty much leaving the campaign and the convention to Paul Ryan and the Democrats this week. The question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago, made so famous by Ronald Reagan decades ago, is really what the Republicans plan to do all across the state and all across the country over the next 3 days of Democratic conventioneering.
Fox's Carl Cameron in Greenville, North Carolina, where the VP nominee Ryan will rally Republicans in a few hours. A lot of Americans are driving home from a long weekend paying the highest Labor Day gas prices ever.
I've thought about switching to a Prius.
She's thinking about buying a hybrid with AAA's national average for self-serve regular sitting at $3.83 a gallon this morning. That's 23 cents more than a month ago, 17 cents more than last year at this time. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Summer, it's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 888-800-4556 or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you gotta call now. Call 888-800-4556 or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've gotta call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
In a lot of areas, school starts right after Labor Day, including Chicago, where teachers are not happy in the middle of a contract dispute, and so they're out rallying today.
Teachers Union President Karen Lewis says they're tired of being bullied and belittled, a message she's likely to repeat in this plaza where public school teachers will hold a protest. Mayor Rahm Emanuel and his school's chief rescinded a 4% pay raise last year, and teachers say the 2% being offered isn't enough. Emanuel also went around the union to get longer school days. Both sides say even if there is a strike next week, they'll keep negotiating. In Chicago's Daily Plaza, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
An attack on a U.S. government vehicle in Pakistan, condemned by Secretary of State Clinton as cowardly.
We pray for the safe recovery of both American and Pakistani victims.
Two Americans are among the 19 wounded, and two Pakistanis were also killed when a suicide bomber rammed a car full of explosives into that vehicle. In Syria, activists say at least 19 people are dead after warplanes from the regime troops bombarded a town near the Turkish border. Remember the South African runner at the Olympics with blades in place of his amputated legs? Well, he's upset at the Paralympics going on now in London.
Oscar Pistorius, who runs on carbon fiber blades, beaten in the T44 class 200 metres here in London, but then saying it wasn't a fair contest. Brazilian gold medal winner Alan Oliveira, also a double amputee, but using longer artificial legs. Pistorius saying they were too long.
Every athlete who competes has their blades measured, and they have to be in proportion with the rest of their body.
International Paralympic Committee spokesman Craig Spence saying all eight athletes in the race were checked before the start. Pistorius has now apologised for the timing of his comments, saying it was Oliveira's moment, but wants the issue tackled.
That's Simon Owen in London. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, and Carl and Linda Bott are on a jaunt over to Colorado. I believe it's Linda's family reunion. Did I hear that correctly?
I believe that is correct, yes.
All right. Well, taking a little time off, of course, a lot of people taking the day off today. However, some of us who are dedicated to the ideals and goals of radio. You know, somebody's got to do the things. Anyway, we're here.
And I would be quick to point out we are live on the Labor Day Monday, unlike some other radio stations.
This is not a show in the can. This is a very, very much live show. You are invited to participate at area code 530-605-4567. You want to jump in the conversation. You've got the B team plus one here this morning. You've got Bob, Brenda, and now Ann. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
No, it's Bob. It's Bob, Brenda, Bob, and Bob.
And just
and it's
Bob.
Just Bob, Bad Bob, Brenda, Bob, and Ann Bob. And that's the A and B team here now, see?
The killer bees.
Yes. Well, last hour we were really deep into morals and ethics and the differences therein, and kind of looking at the broader situation. And I guess the point I was trying to get to is that the people who have elected those individuals who are currently running the show at the national and the state level think they're doing the right thing. Those people who were elected think, in their mind, they're doing the right thing. George Soros thinks he's doing the right thing. I don't think the guy is Dr. Evil, but I think he's wrong as he can possibly be from my point of view. What do you think, Bob?
People who smoke crack think they're doing the right thing.
Or tweak or whatever, yeah.
Yes. My question, I was philosophizing this in my own mind in the first hour, can a moral action be unethical, or can an ethical action be immoral?
Ooh. Okay. Moral thing be unethical. I believe that could be the case because depending on the situation, of course, and the code of ethics that you're operating from. For instance, what was it? There was a news story a while back about a young man who was a lifesaver on a beach at a resort. And he went against company policy, which would be that company's code of ethics, if you will, for operating procedures, I guess, because the company didn't want liability responsibility. The lifeguards were told to stay within a certain distance from the resort and only serve the resort. But this young man saw a drowning victim, someone drowning outside of that established perimeter, and he took it upon himself to violate the company's code of ethics, if you will, for a higher moral standard to go and actually save the life of this individual, upon which he was summarily fired on the spot and subsequently reinstated, because is there a person alive who would care about the company's code of ethics when there is a higher moral issue?
It might have been more at the insistence of lawyers, which...
That's what I'm saying, is that the company had this ethical code of conduct that, you know, thou shall not violate this perimeter, and the young man said, screw that, basically, when the another person. So I think the answer to that question is yes, that can happen.
The greater good argument.
Yeah, exactly. And so then the other question is, what was this? It can the other flip side of that was what?
Let's see. Could an ethical action be immoral?
That's a good question. Probably.
If you're talking about the code of ethics in the porn movie industry, for example, I suppose you could make that case.
I suppose, depending on what your
morals are. Or if you're a politician. Before we take the break, we'll toss this out. We'd love to get your input on the phone lines, 530-605-4567. Can a person's moral compass occasionally need adjustment?
Oh, I think that's true for all of us.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does it take a traumatic event or is it an evolution?
But it's all part of being human.
Absolutely.
We're constantly adjusting these things.
And on that, we'll take a break. Back with the weather and so much more. Your participation in the chat room and by phone here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be back.
AM 1460, KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I've always said the one enough to love. Now I hear you bragging, well, I'm not enough. Well, someone tells me on a satisfied, you got plans to make me want a 4-5.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Jensen, Executive Director of the Louis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, a nonprofit organization founded in the name of a local businessman, husband, father, and professional golfer whose life was lost to leukemia all too soon. Our mission is to raise funds to support enhancing male cancer care in the North State. To that end, we are holding the first annual Louis Shootout Golf Tournament September 28th and 29th at Gold Hills Golf Club. This will be a par 3 shootout with closest to the pin and hole-in-one prizes. If you're interested in participating, please visit our website at lmmf.net.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas, one by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite, with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat? Cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Reading Body Genesis. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis 356-2590. Man, made better.
Through this Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center. Through this Monday.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
So I wanna do right, wanna do right, I wanna do right.
And welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda on vacation. So you've got Bob, Brenda, and Ann. And Mr. Martin, you did not introduce your bride, and I expect you'll be paying for this a little later.
No, I did not give her a proper introduction. She actually made her debut on the station yesterday on Don's show, on Don and Judy's show.
Oh, no, I was on Linda's show long before that to talk about the Coke
about that.
Show.
You made your debut on the station on the spot with Linda Bott a couple months back. But anyway, my wife Ann joining us in the studio this morning, rounding out the panel this morning on the Killer Bees, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio this morning.
I didn't
want
Brenda to be outnumbered.
Oh, that's not a problem.
That ain't
gonna happen. I can hold my own for these guys.
Well, we thought Brenda was going to have to work this morning originally, so yeah. Ann was all set to come in here to keep us in line.
Speaking of her work, her especially happens to be the weather, and that's going to be?
Yep, we're at about 63 degrees outside and calm winds out at the airport there. On our way to 98 degrees today and smoky conditions, and this is the time of day when the smoke starts to get a little obnoxious as things start stirring around and the concentration goes up. So once again, we get plastered with that. You think it's not so bad in the morning, and then it gets worse. So unfortunately, that's going to be with us for a while. Looking at the satellite imagery, it's everywhere. So I'm not thinking that we're not going to be able to escape that much today.
So rain is not in the foreseeable future, right?
No.
All right.
Unfortunately, that would be nice and clean the air up quite nicely, but it ain't going to happen.
May I get a quick plug in here for the Tea Party meeting tonight, since apparently Elizabeth is taking the morning off. But the Tea Party will be meeting at South Bonneview, 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship.
Barbecue tonight.
A Labor Day barbecue starting around 5 o'clock, followed by a movie afterwards. So all Tea Party and non-Tea Party folks invited. If you were thinking of checking it out, tonight would be a great night to do so. Just bring it is potluck, and as Aaron was quick to point out yesterday, that means more than just what.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard that one. Potluck. Two 15 cards. You get it? It's pretty funny. What better way to celebrate a holiday than a barbecue and a movie with some of your friends? That's an awesome way to do it.
Anyway, please bring more than just a knife and fork. Thank you.
And your 215 card.
By the way, the weather is always brought to you by our good friends at Anselmo Vineyards on the way up to Shingletown on Inwood Drive. Beautiful setting, great food, and a fabulous experience. Anselmo Vineyards, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. And we were talking during the break, and for some reason we've kind of focused in on the ethics and morals thing. And
that's your fault.
Well, I guess it is. You started started that thought chain running, but it seems to fit rather neatly with, like I said, in their minds, people like Saul Alinsky and Soros and in the current crowd in the White House. Eric Holder thinks that he is following his moral compass, even though a majority of other people look at it and say, man, that thing needs some adjustment.
Well, I think the problem a lot of people have is there is a feeling amongst part of the electorate that this administration is not being upfront with us about what their ethics and moral imperatives, moral agenda are.
That very well could be. I have a simple philosophy about this. If you want in the White House so bad, you shouldn't get there.
You're probably not qualified.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably not the person you want there. So the very person that wants in there really, really bad is probably not the one that's going to do the best job.
I think they should draft the president, personally. Drag them kicking and screaming,
yes,
and chain them to the desk and say, you don't get away until you pass some laws that make sense.
The ones who could do the job quite well aren't stupid enough to apply for the job.
Well, I will not serve even if nominated.
Yes. During the break, we brought up supporters of
Ron Paul.
And even though Ron Paul did not get the nomination, his supporters are now saying, you know, write him in. And on the other side of that coin, you have people say, well, you're just tossing your vote if you do that. But back on the Ron Paul side, it's no, I have a moral imperative to support this candidate, no matter what. So it can go either direction, because the argument could be made that if you do a write-in for Ron Paul, you are deducting votes that could go to Romney. But these people who are supporters of Ron Paul say they cannot, in good conscience, their moral imperative is not to support Mr. Romney.
Any other candidate.
Okay. Even though that may result in an improved probability of Obama getting a second term.
Right. So their motivation is not necessarily the good of the order, replacing Obama, whatever the deal is. It's to uphold their own view of how their candidate.
I have a catch-all
expression. It's obvious that our friend John Dixon is not listening, because the phone would have lit up like a Christmas tree at that point. But
I have a
John, you're missing out.
A catch-all expression for people like that. It doesn't just apply to politics, but some people would rather be right than smart in their own minds. In this instance, the smart thing to do if you don't want Obama elected would be to vote for Romney, but in their minds, the right thing to do would be to vote for Ron Paul. Even as you pointed out, that might increase the likelihood of Obama getting elected. So,
boy, there's a sticky wicket.
It is.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you want to change the topic, or maybe you want to weigh in on this. 605-4567. Taking a break, you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
But then are those the same people?
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Through this Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center. Through this Monday.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 8:24 and
63 degrees outside on our way to 98.
Ugh.
Yeah, and smoky. That's the bad part. I can deal with the 63, but the smoke kind of gets
clear,
you.
If it was clear, you know, like it was early in the season, about June or so, clear skies and warm I can deal with. But after a while, this just starts wearing you down.
It does
just
wear on you.
Pushes, you know.
And we're stuck with it for a while. Yep. It's going to take a while for these fires to quit burning.
Well, we've got the B-team, Bob, Brenda, and Ann here, and we'll let J-Bob screen the call. But we were talking about most of the morning ethics and morals and things like that. And on the Bold Truth show, there was a they were talking about seeing the soccer mom minivan with the Obama sticker on the back, and they were puzzled how any rational person, especially in that category, in that soccer mom category, could be such ardent supporters of the current administration, particularly, as J. Bob pointed out, at the price it currently costs to fill a minivan, and if Obama has his way regarding our fuel prices, what it's going to cost.
I don't have any answer to that because I don't think I have that same perspective. I'm not sure. I don't understand that, I guess, is maybe what I'm trying to say. And there are definitely gender differences.
Oh, and by the way, Aaron and Elizabeth have been talking about this on We the People the last couple of Sundays. But after the election, conveniently, the California this is not the nationwide law. This is California law. The California version of cap and trade kicks in, and some people are saying that will cause the price of gas to go up a buck in California immediately.
Wonderful. And then, of course, we've got all these diesel trucks that are being yanked off because of this AB 32, the carbon thing. A lot of our diesel truck fleets and companies are being put out of business. Guys losing their jobs, and women, are losing their jobs in the name of this carbon credit thing.
Well, it's kind of a morals and ethics sort of thing. If, on the one hand, yes, it's nice to protect the environment, but on the other hand, what does it do to society to force people to lose their jobs and or create costs in a business that forces people out of business, which puts people out of jobs and decreases the viability of the economy?
Do we have a phone call?
We have Jim on the line from Reading, wants to talk about National Chair Day.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Jim?
Yes.
Howdy, Jim. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Yes, I'm calling to tell you that I just put out my chair for National Chair Day in the front yard, the empty chair. It's all over the internet that people are putting their chairs out in reference to Clint Eastwood's dissertation.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say,
What
was the origin of that? That is just great.
We just watched that video over there.
Clint
the
Eastwood had a, I guess you'd call it a soliloquy or something, on the night of the Republican convention, and he had an empty chair and a teleprompter. I don't have a teleprompter. I've never had to use one.
I don't think he was working from a teleprompter. That was somewhat ad lib.
No, he had a teleprompter there for the chair.
Oh, got you.
Of course. My chair's out, and I know several of my friends have theirs out.
I like it.
We're, it's a nice symbol of something.
Put an empty chair out. I love it. Well, I thought it may be an empty suit, but I like the empty chair.
Well, that empty suit's been there for 4 years.
No matter what your persuasion is, that you have to have a sense of humor about
Amen.
That. I mean, that's just too
that's
funny.
That's the thing. You know, the party of understanding everyone and embracing everybody is the party that just turns into the most vicious bunch of attack dogs when somebody doesn't follow their
Amen.
Way of thinking. Have you noticed that? Look at Rachel Maddow.
All right, Chris Matthews. You guys have a great day.
All right, hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for that info.
Bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Look at Ed Schultz, the viciousness.
You know, if we lived in a neighborhood where people would see our front yard, then I would put an empty chair out.
Yeah, since our, yeah, we have kind of a, I like that though. Let's put that out. If you want to kind of, support, Clint Eastwood's, message there and, put an empty chair out where people can see it. Now, hopefully nobody will take the chair, but of course that would be, you know, some sort of moral statement.
Yes, exactly. I was just going to say, how immoral would that be?
Don't put a free sign on your chair.
Yeah, there you go.
So, ladies, the presumption of the Democratic Party is that any rational female will automatically support them and therefore Obama. Now, I'm looking at two pretty smart women here who are most decidedly not supporters of Mr. Obama.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Nor would I consider either of you to be right-wing, religious, gun-toting, blue-tarp-dwelling nuts either.
Well, I would describe myself as socially moderate and definitely fiscally conservative. I wish I had the government's checkbook. You know, wouldn't that be one massive fabric buying spree, Anne, if we
didn't have
that?
I wouldn't have to worry about balancing it or how much I was spending.
And never have interest on the, you know, just do things with impunity. You or I try doing that, and, I mean, that goes against my personal morals.
People in Sacramento act like they have the government's checkbook the way they're spending.
Same thing.
That's the thing. The whole idea of, and what are we teaching youth when we say, yes, we've passed these laws that you cannot live in this country illegally, but, oh, by the way, but because this certain segment of people is allowed to break the laws because we want to be nice to them and fair to them.
I think it's folly for the Democratic Party to assume that all women are interested in their stuff.
We're going to take a break for the news at the bottom of the hour. I'd love to get your calls and comments right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Fox News next.
We are live. Call us at 605-4567 or join and chat at KCNR1460.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Knight. Labor Day finds President Obama on the road, making two stops.
First campaigner with a rally and speech in Toledo, Ohio, part of a pre-convention tour of battleground states. Later, President Obama plays the role of comforter, traveling to New Orleans to meet with local officials and survey damage from Hurricane Isaac's impact. He'll also make remarks in St. John the Baptist Parish.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin from Washington. Republican challenger Mitt Romney issued a Labor Day statement today critical of job creation under President Obama. The Democratic convention begins tomorrow in Charlotte, North Carolina. 5 days after Hurricane Isaac slammed into the Gulf Coast, thousands of people still don't have their power back on, and there's still 5 feet of water in parts of Plaquemines Parish.
It's basically Katrina all over again, but worse down here.
Fox News. We report. You decide.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaut out of town, and right now you've got the Belongies and Martins covering the bases, and this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. The Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew is open 7 days a week. And they serve up some great coffee drinks. Also, they've got there the largest walk-in humidor in the area. Again, that's Tobacco and Brew, your local coffee shop. So much to offer. And you'll find them at 2143 Hilltop Drive, 223-1198. And go on in there and see the T&B Sweeties.
I hear you can get a dark mocha for $3 right now.
Ooh,
a large one.
Very good.
Ooh, we might have to go by there.
Oh, funny you should mention that word, mocha. Sidebar, before we jump back into our topic, we adopted a dog. We finally did it.
Congratulations.
Yes. Got all kinds of nice compliments on Facebook.
Here we thought you were just cat people.
Cats like to think so.
Yes, and the cats have the dog intimidated. We have one cat that's bigger than the dog, but and we didn't get a Chihuahua. I can't stand Chihuahuas, sorry. Chihuahua fans, that's not a breed that I particularly care for.
No purse rat dogs here.
That's right. Now, being the scientist that I am, and I have to check the validity of data here, and not that I doubted our last caller about National Chair Day, but that it was fun to look up. So going around the social networks today is the deal about Empty Chair Day. And on the web is one particular image here of someone who's put a chair out in their front yard with a sign on it. The sign reads, Labor Day has been canceled due to the lack of jobs. Monday is now Empty Chair Day. Put an empty chair in your front yard. Thank you, Clint, for bringing this to our attention.
Don't you love there's a lot of downside to social networks like Facebook and all that, Facebook and Twitter and all that, but popular. Something like this can really spread like wildfire.
I love the mass spontaneity.
Absolutely, and the popular culture aspects of it. It instantly spreads, and it becomes interesting. And I don't know, actually, I'm not Republican or Democrat.
You're registered independent.
And I'm not a registered independent.
You're DPS.
I declined to state because I don't like any of them, quite frankly. I think they're all doing kind of a crummy job.
Well, same paint, different brush.
Exactly. So if I had a yard big enough and enough chairs, I'd put empty chairs out to include all of Congress as well. That's just me.
Oh, by the way, we'll throw this out on the radio station. Listener, this is secondhand information, so take it with a grain of salt. Our listener, Angel, knows of a very nice Boston Bull Terrier needs a home. So we wound up with a beagle crossed with what appears to either be a Whippet or a very large Chihuahua.
Oh my gosh.
She's quite a character.
I don't think it's a Chihuahua because she hardly utters a word.
Yeah, that's true. But she's very sweet. We adopted her. She's 2 years old. She's settling in, and the cats have established their dominance over her. But she's just a sweetheart, and we got all kinds of compliments on Facebook about her. So, yes, we now have a dog.
Like, we need more varmints.
Another mouth.
The cats are grudgingly accepting her.
Oh, no, the cats eat the dog chow.
Well, there is an upside.
Well, no, you can't keep feeding your cat dog chow, or you can't feed the dog cat chow either. That's not healthy for either one of them.
The cats think it's an upside.
It's entertaining for them anyway. So, yes, they have something else to intimidate in the house now.
We have a cat who thinks he's a Labrador.
We have cats that have dog-like tendencies.
Speaking of cat that plays fetch.
Yes, speaking of funky cats, you absolutely have to get on the internet and look up
Roomba
cats. Roomba are the little robotic vacuum cleaners, and you'll find all kinds of YouTube videos with some absolutely insane cats that ride the Roomba.
If you've never seen one, a Roomba is about, the size of a big serving platter.
Yeah.
It's about a 12, 14-inch diameter disc. Looks like, remember the Simon game that was real popular with the buttons on it? It's like that, roughly that size, has brushes, and it runs around the room cleaning up for people who either are too lazy or have mobility issues and can't get down on the floor to tidy up. For those people, those things are really neat.
Right. Well, I call it multitasking.
Yeah.
You can be vacuuming and ironing at the same time.
You can be making comments on the newspaper while you vacuum the room.
Right. Who irons anymore, right?
Vacuum while you're not at home.
But it's also great cat entertainment. For whatever reason, certain cats love to sit on top of this thing. And, I mean, this thing is noisy. It's a little plastic mechanical device, and it makes a whole bunch of racket. These cats sit on the thing and ride it. It's crazy.
Okay, I know Carl and Linda are going to give us a hard time about talking about cats on their show.
I think we can be white because cats are... You could almost get into a political thing about cats. Hey, who do we have? Let's go ahead and take the call. Who do we got on the line?
Let's see. We have a... I'm sorry, my mind went blank for a moment there, but we have a gentleman from Reading with a political comment. Good morning, sir.
Who we got?
Hello, are we hooked up?
Yes, we are. We're about as hooked up as we can get. Who we got? Welcome to the show.
My name's Art. I'm a Reading guy here, retired guy. You're on a political note, and I want to make a comment or two on that level. I watched the GOP convention, and I was somewhat disappointed that Romney especially did almost nothing to point out the radical leftism of Barack Obama, the moves he's made, the way he's tried to skirt the Constitution, avoid federal law, any number of things, not even including health care. Ryan did somewhat better on an economic level, but I think that the convention missed a very vital and important point by not taking on the disasters that this socialist that's got himself elected, done. And they just let that go by the boards. They should not have done that because Obama was elected the first time as a one-eyed Jack. Now everybody has seen both sides of his face. They know now what he is. But when the Democrats go into convention, if you want to see attacks, they're going to do them.
Oh, they're going to get vicious. You betcha.
And attacks, unfortunately, attacks can work. And all Ryan or Romney had to do was point out the truth of what this character has done in the office of the presidency, and I think they could have done themselves a lot more good than they did.
There are those who say that it's time to take that the time has gone way past to take the gloves off and stop trying to appease everybody and go in there with bare knuckles. Would you agree with that?
You know what I think? The Republicans drive me nuts, quite frankly.
You do?
And I can't stand the Democrats and haven't voted for one in about 50 years. And I was a union guy all my adult life. But what the Republicans suffer from is the fog of John McCain, who, when he ran against Obama, did the same thing. Mm. He would not bring out
the kinds of things
that he knew and that his campaign knew. He did not want to attack this man because he's largely a black man, and he was scared stiff.
He'd be labeled racist
in a heartbeat. The same old racism BS that they always use when anybody comes against Obama.
And how did that work out for McCain?
Yeah.
Well, no, they still suffer from it.
Oh,
the GOP, they do not know how to make point-on-point attacks, policy attacks, not personal attacks, policies of what this character has done. And if he is reelected, I will guarantee you the first thing he's going to do is he's going to offer amnesty to all 12 million illegal aliens in this country. And the second thing he's going to do, he's going to be in a position to appoint at least one and probably two high court justices. If that happens, this country will turn to socialism in a way no one ever imagined.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that about attacks, because we have this interesting love-hate relationship apparently with negative ads. I hate them and I tune them out, but apparently they have been deemed to work.
They do work. And they're going to attack Romney and Ryan on their personal lives.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, that's what they've got, and they'll pound it and pound it. And if you remember that about 47% of the people in this country pay no federal income tax, and that a number in the high 30s are on some sort of public relief, whether it's a federal paycheck, whether it is a state or a county paycheck, there's a huge number of people today in the United States that don't want to vote for anybody that's going to change those programs.
Yep.
The ticket for the GOP has a huge, huge job ahead of them, and they could have made it a lot easier if they had done what they should have done and pointed out what we basically have is a closet socialist as a president.
I'm not so sure it's in a closet. Hey, we got to roll along. We're way behind the power curve here, but thanks for your call. Some excellent points there. All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day. You're listening to KCNR 1460. There are times when I wish the show was 3 hours because it just starts rolling into the second hour. We're going to be right back on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Live on Labor Day, join us in the chat room, KCNR1460.com, over the phone, 605-4567.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Play to win in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199, $25 buy-in, win cash or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat-screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament, over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Through this Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center. Through this Monday.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chance.
And welcome back to, I almost said Boomer Check. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And things are just heating up here. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop in Reading, 2463 Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Before the break, we've been, and throughout the hour, we've been talking about morals, ethics, and government, and which can sometimes seem to be mutually exclusive topics. But right now on the phone line, let's go with Henry. He's going to weigh in with us. Henry, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine.
Say, I watched the Clint Eastwood thing on the convention the other day, and I thought he did a wonderful job. We did hear some comment from the camp of Obama that said that wasn't fair because he wasn't there to defend himself. By the same token, Obama has been blaming Bush for almost everything that could possibly happen since he got elected 3.5 years ago.
This. Yeah.
Good
Bush was there
point.
To defend himself.
Good point.
What's the difference?
Absolutely good point. You know, you have a very good question there as what is the difference.
Now, that being said, you were talking about morals and ethics. First of all, nobody's born with morals and ethics. They learn them. But you also have to add in the little incidental stupidity. Now, if you talk about morals, ethics, and stupidity, you've got a whole new line of work there.
You have a good point.
And, well, I'll take my answers on the air. Thank you.
I'm not sure if there's a... I have to agree with what Henry's putting out there, and he's a pretty smart cat, regular listener here to the program. But there are those who will state categorically that there is one set of morals to be found in the good book, and that's the only moral compass that anybody needs. There are other people who say they can develop their own moral compass, and, you know, who is to be... It's a tough one to really get down and judge because it's something you have to make as an internal decision. I don't think it's moral to impose externally that decision as some religious groups try to do, to impose Sharia law or whatever.
Hmm. Well, look at a child who grows up being taught one thing at home, say on some extreme side, and as they get out into the world and experience things, they say, wait a minute. There's other points of view. There's other things. And I don't believe this. I believe what I'm learning out here.
That's part of that flexibility that we were talking about earlier. And things change and ebb and flow. We are, after all, human.
And what you believe when you're young and want to go with what the crowd believes. And it's hip to do this and it's hip to do that. And then 25, 30 years down the line, you look back and think, wow, I did that?
Well, you bring up a really good point about age because... older people get involved, more involved in politics, it seems to me. They're more concerned with issues and, you know, seniors, if you will, are vilified for this upon occasion, and I think that's wrong. And what I find is I age, and I'm getting there, is that I pay more attention to these things because I have more life experience that, right or wrong, I'm making my own judgments about that, and you begin to see how these things affect society as a whole. When you're young, you're not really thinking that way. You don't have that experience. And so your values and your concerns and your priorities change as you age. That's a fact of life.
Based on your life experiences and raising children and all of those things.
Absolutely.
All righty, we got to go ahead and take our final break of the show here. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We'll be back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs.
so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our homestyle meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
If your child plans to play school sports, they're going to need a sports physical. Make it easy. Bring them to Pulse Urgent Care's newly expanded facility. Pulse Urgent Care offers sports physicals for just $25. You're in and out quickly, and Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. To schedule your child's sports physical, call 722-1111. Or just walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive next to Ross and Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I walk back down.
And back once again for the final segment of Free Fire Radio. Portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening 365-1479. If it's got a blade, they'll make it sharp. R&B Sharpening, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. And before the break, we were, well, throughout the show, we've been talking about morals and ethics, and there are some people who would argue that it is now an ethical thing to make sure that you support the Republican candidate for the sole purpose of getting the current occupant of the White House out. However, there are some who have a moral imperative to support a candidate who can't possibly mathematically win. And with that introduction, we'll see what fuse we've lit here. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Bob, Brenda, and Bob, and et al., and everybody. Hey, I just wanted to make a statement about a statement of both morals and ethics. And I think a person who acquires a nice, new, big home here in Reading, adopting a rescue dog and naming it Mocha, so she'll feel right at home, is an excellent example of both morals and ethics. Good job, guys.
Well,
I think that's terrific.
We don't have thank you. We don't have a nice new big house. It's actually 30 years old, small, and neat and updates, but that's okay. Well, that's true. It is, and we love it.
Well, thanks a lot, John.
It was terrific that you guys moved from being totally cat people.
Really nice we've never been totally cat people.
We've been wanting a dog for ages, but we had to find the right dog. Had to find us.
Yes. I think you got her.
Yeah,
she's a little cutie pie.
Oh, you saw the picture, did you?
I did. Great job. You guys made a fantastic selection. Now, it isn't over with for Ron Paul, and I'm not going to accept that. You know what? We need a change in government, and there isn't one proposed with the two standard candidates of the Democrats and the Republicans. We'll see how it goes from here, but I'm very dissatisfied, as you know, and I've made that statement 100 times, and I'm not going to bore you with it anymore. I love Mocha. I think you did great, good morals, good ethics. Well done, guys.
John, have you been to see 2016 yet?
I have.
So what's your take on it?
My take is that Obama needs to be replaced by somebody different.
Yeah. All right.
We don't have that proposed at this time.
You know,
Romney and he could be in the same shoebox. You wouldn't know the difference in size.
All right.
Good. You know, the great thing about 2016 is no matter what your persuasion is, I think everybody in this country should go see it, because then you have a common foundation which to hold a conversation. If you make judgments about it or comments about it without having seen it, then
your
credibility doesn't go down. Whether you're an Obama supporter or not an Obama supporter,
you
it doesn't matter. You
movie.
Need to see that movie. And the
Absolutely.
Great thing about being in
it
America...
It doesn't come out and say he's a socialist. It says he's a...
Anti-colonialist. And that's very different, and it's a very different way of thinking for Americans, and that's one of the things that
you know
is
what?
So interesting about that.
He's ready for the United States to become a world state, not a nation state, and that is the wrong direction for this country, particularly at this time. There may come a time where world government exists, but it's not in our lifetime.
And it's not...
I don't think we've grown up enough.
Well, and not only that, it's not what America was founded on is one of the discussions there, but don't you think it's great, John, that this in America we can have this conversation. You can go ahead and
not
continue
about that knock on the door.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and continue to support Ron Paul to your dying day.
Yeah, but I have been getting knocks
and
on the door about Ron
great.
Paul, and not bad ones.
Well, of course, and we're free to do that, and we're free to talk about it. We're free to agree or disagree. And
Brenda,
I think that's an awesome
thing.
More.
It's what makes America so special.
Absolutely.
And gives us a shot at finding our way in the dark, and no pun intended there. But we have got issues,
yep.
And they need to be resolved. I don't see them being resolved by corporate sellouts, and that's all that's
okay.
running at this point. And that has me offended beyond all reason.
Got to roll,
I don't
John.
Know what we're going to do.
Got to roll, John. Thanks a lot. Great,
thanks, guys.
Great point.
Good talking to you.
All right, take care. Have a great day. Well, you're listening to... That's all the time we've got. Thank you very much for listening, and you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Home is where the heart is, even if it's where the flood is.
We've been flooded about a dozen times. We just too stupid to move.
He lives in one of the areas outside New Orleans where thousands remain flooded out by Hurricane Isaac. President Obama takes a first-hand look later today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And the president takes a detour from his Road to Charlotte tour, spending this evening in the New Orleans area. President Obama will meet with local officials and tour damage and recovery efforts before making a statement in St. John the Baptist Parish. It follows a Labor Day rally in Toledo, Ohio. Tomorrow, President Obama travels to another battleground region, Southern Virginia, and as Democrats start gathering in Charlotte for their convention, Republican running mate Paul Ryan is just 200 miles away in Greenville, North Carolina. Lisa?
That's right, Jared. Congressman Ryan due at a rally next hour. President Obama, meantime, started his day in Ohio having breakfast with three auto workers.